Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, coming to you, and we are talking about the role of rebuke and reproof, what it is even all about. Now, I am looking at Genesis chapter 12, verse 18. It says, "And Pharaoh called Abram and said, 'What is it that you have done to me? Why did you tell me that she was your wife?'" The value of rebuke is to correct that which is incorrect. To correct that which is incorrect. And to actually move us from the spirit of error. What is your take on that, Apostle Pumla?
Well, you see, now that's a big one. To move us from the spirit of error, isn't it? So that we can walk in the truth. But now, when there's no rebuke, or if, or when people are rebuked and then they reject it, it means they want to continue. And I mean, literally in this day and age, that's exactly what you're saying. Because we're seeing people running with the spirit of error because they refuse to be rebuked somewhere else. So now they would humanity because we have different places, so you can somehow move from this place where you're rebuked, you're not happy, then go somewhere, you start your small nana thing. And then, ostarada, then you get people that will follow the hamors oistata and honamo, and then it's a lapili, it becomes something, ibabang, a continuum, you know. But like as I said, we don't realize how dangerous this thing is, yakokana rebuke. Most especially when you touch on the base here, error in terms of the truth, also in terms of doctrine. The church, not only in South Africa, the church globally, because most of the people, whether leaders, whether followers, we don't want rebuke. We just, the Lord says we must come at with her. Ibile ba mutaka ba abatsho are na modimo rata ke le ka mkhopeli o rata so much o le ka mkho but he loves you so much that he doesn't want you to remain the way you are. Hence he will rebuke you directly if o sa motho o tla thola batho ba gae ba tla nna ntse ba o rebuka, you know, gore o change, you know. But also having said that, the how part of it is also very critical, because na go nwe we can rebuke people marutolo gore rebuke ka tsela e sharp, you know. Go ba important gore as you rebuke one another, there's gentleness. It's even in the Bible. We were gently, Liman, and when I never know about Joe, look at Gail, or Hopola Mosuna, not tranquilly slow than us.
Yeah.
So, I've actually been talk up in level. So, now we need to be patient with them. The first rebuke, if they don't get it. Even when I those, when you rebuke them, they don't get it at first, but when you do it again, thank you. One friend of mine taught me a lesson I never forget when I started in the issue of the ministry. Never compromise the truth. Speak it whether people want to hear it or not. Because if you compromise the truth and you want to give people what they want to hear, at the end of the day, those people, about you will lose them. You will end up losing them. So now when we refuse to rebuke people because of the Tsarapo Rabatatama, eventually that which we are refusing to give them, that is a good thing, but it doesn't taste good. It will cause them to leave because you didn't do your duty. But like as I say, Joe, it is very important, Ore, how do we go about rebuking people who are sinning? You don't just come and say, "Hey, Joe, you know, we are not gentle. God is expecting us to just be gentle." But also allow me to read Proverbs 3, verse 11 and 12. "Oh, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke."
Yeah.
"The good son will not resent a rebuke from the Lord." And he will not resent rebuke from anyone the Lord uses to rebuke them. And it's all up in the verse, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. And as a father, the son he delights in. Mar umtan o inhlonga ndlebe, who wants to bring shame and disgrace to the father and to the house. Bringing shame. And this is, most people, that's what we're doing to the house of God. We continue to bring shame to the house of God and to the house of our father. Because we don't want to be rebuked. And another one, another scripture, Proverbs 10, verse 17. Whoever hates discipline shows the way of life, but whosoever ignores correction leads others astray. So we'll not only lead yourself astray, and this is what we're seeing over and over again, but what they club together with the same people, Baba Samameli. So they go to places together, they call one another, they start their own WhatsApp group, simply because they are fine the way they are. So it's like, so hence I read the scripture, if you continue in the in your ways and ignore correction, you will not only go astray, only one, you will lead others astray and woe unto you.
Sure. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's get what you're saying.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Babongani.
Ngibonga ukuthola ithuba, ngibingelele kuwemfundisi uRain, ngibingelele nakumagesti ke e-studio, ngibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be-radio pulpit egameni elingaphezu kwawo wonke amagama. Igama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazaretha, isihloko ke esithi the role of rebuke and reproach, ikhaza lokukhuza nokuyala. Namhlanje abazali abaningi abasalibambi ikhaza ke lokukhuza nokuyala abantwana babo, besabake abantwana, baphinde ke futhi ke bathobele umthetho kahulumeni, bangathobeli izwi likaNkulunkulu. Namhlanje kungakho ke intsha ke idukile ke ngenxa yokuthi abazali ke abayali abayikhuzi, nasemabandleni abaholi abasalibambi ikhaza lokukhuza abazalwane, besaba ke ukuthi ke bazolahlekelwa ke ngamalunga ke ebandla. Rebuke and reproach are ways to correct and guide others and are considered gifts of kindness and love. Rebuke to show disapproval of something or to reprimand and convict someone of a wrong. Mina isalukazi ke esingizalayo ngangithi ke siyangizonda. Ngangithi ke lo mama ke akangizali. Ngesikhathi ke uma ke engikhuza ebengiyala. Namhlanje nginjenje kungenxa yekhaza elabanjwa ke yilesa salukazi esilele kobandayo. Kodwa ke ikhehla ke elingizalayo belingishaya ke ngendlela ke emangalisayo, linonya. Manje umuntu uma ungamkhuzi ngothando angeke akulalele, angeke ashintsheke umuntu. Kodwa ke uma umkhuza umiyala ke ngothando, ube nesineke, umuntu ke uyakwazi ukusizakala. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 ithi, shumayela izwi uqinise noma kuyisikhathi noma kungesiso, sola ukhuze uyale nakho konke ukubekezela nokufundisa. The Bible says that those who embrace rebuke are on the path of life, and that God will pour out his spirit to them. In opposite, Those who reject correction will eat the fruit of their way and will suddenly be broken beyond healing. Open rebuke is better than hidden love. It's important not to assume that someone who rebukes you doesn't care about you, or that they mean you harm. The concept of rebuke is closely tied to discipline and the pursuit of righteousness. Rebuke means to strongly warn, restrain. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as the father, the son in whom he delights. Mm. We can find that in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20. We can also read Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. In James chapter 5, verse 20 says, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Rebuke is a call for repentance. When we reprove our brethren, we expose their sin and demand an explanation of it to convince someone of their guilt. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. Moreover, if your brethren sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. Exhort is to implore, entreat, or call someone to your side. We can read on our own Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 42. Sin is a reproach to any people. We read that in Proverbs 14, verse 34. Before we confront anyone about anything, we should first examine our own motives. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. Let all that you do be done with love. Wrong rebuking stems from pride, anger, malice, jealousy, or another selfish attitude. The goal of an unscriptural rebuke is to injure, shame, or otherwise injure a Christian brother or sister. Often, hypocrisy is involved. Most of those who condemn others for the very things they do themselves. We can read on our own in Matthew chapter 7, verse 3 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Paul wrote, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is the role of rebuke these days? Can we say without a doubt that we understand what the role of rebuke is all about? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's get to hear what you say in this regard. And I can say also without a doubt, many people are afraid of rebuking to the greatest of extents, simply because rebuking to them can make them to lose their prestige. Pastor Green, what comes to mind on this one?
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, Pastor Ray. This is a beautiful topic. We enjoy it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, the other thing that I know about this rebuking, Pastor Ray, I don't understand why we pastors are afraid to rebuke the Christians that are going wrong. But the Bible says it's better to rebuke the righteous or the wise than to rebuke the wicked. Because if you rebuke the wicked, they will hate you. Hallelujah. But if you rebuke a wise man, he will love you. Just hear what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 9 from verse 7. The Bible says, you correct a scoffer, get shame for himself. And he rebukes a wicked man, only harms himself. Verse 8 says, do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you more. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you more. Rebuke a scoffer, he will hate you. Hallelujah. Mm. So it shows to us, some people in the church, beloved, they are not really born again. They are not really, they did not really accept Jesus. Because if you get upset when somebody rebuke you, or you start to hate a person that rebuke you, which means you are a wicked. This is what the Bible says. If you rebuke a wicked, he will hate you. But if you rebuke a wise man, he will love you more, because he understands that you are helping him. He understands that you correct him. He understands that you take him out of the way that is not in the will of God. Hallelujah. Mm. But the wicked don't understand it. That's why we have to make sure in our churches that we rebuke those that follow us. Not just rebuke because we want to rebuke. There must be a reason why we rebuke them, Pastor Ray. Mm. We cannot just rebuke left and right for no reason. There must be a reason. So if we see people are missing the track, people are going in another line, people are not on the right road anymore, that's our responsibility to make sure that these people are coming in the right line. And to do that, Pastor Ray, we rebuke them. The other thing I want to say, we rebuke, there must be love. You cannot just rebuke. You rebuke with love. Apostle Paul said, when we correct each other, we correct each other with love. We do it with love in our hearts. We do it to help. We do it to edify. We do it to build the body of Christ. I like what the apostle have said earlier. How can you grow spiritually and you refuse rebuke?
Mm.
Pastor, we are all where we are today because we were rebuked. Hallelujah.
Mm.
When we did wrong, we were rebuked. Hallelujah. And we came in line again. When we missed the track, we came back into track again. Hallelujah. Mm. God bless you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Let's take this call. Dumela ntate wa ka.
Le kae Moruti Ray?
Riteng le kae, champ?
Amen.
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Yes, Moruti Ray. Firstly, I greet you all.
Greetings to you.
A wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Who died for us. We are who we are because of him. Firstly, let me go to the theme. Let me start here. Both the pastors, the prophets, all the titles, the apostles and the congregants, they need to be rebuked when they are going out of line. But there are two types of rebuke. The problem why every time when a rebuke comes in our ears or in our lives, somebody rebuke us, whether the pastor or the congregant, we rise and become angry and bitter. It's because we don't have, most of us, we don't have the capacity to hear the voice of God when God speaks. We hear a person speak. We don't, when a person speaks, we don't have that discernment spirit to hear whether it is God who is speaking through this person, or it is another rebuking voice of our enemy, which is the accuser of the brethren. Let me read this verse, I can analyze this. Maybe
yes,
it will make sense because it's from the Word of God. Proverbs 1. Verse 23, I will read only 23. Let me read only one line. It says, repent at my rebuke. Mm. Who is that God? He says, my, that means there's another rebuke that is not from him. So we must be careful. We must be careful. That is why sometimes some people, they've been used, or they are used by the spirit, by the error spirit, or by the spirit of other, which is the kingdom of the evil, but they don't know. There are the antennas inside the church, and to destroy the church, they can rebuke the pastor or one of the congregant before the other congregant, but being used by the wrong spirit, and that person will not come to church anymore. So we must pray and teach our congregant, and we as leaders, we must pray to have the capacity to have to know, to sense the spirit that is speaking to us. Let me continue. That was the first line.
Yeah.
23. I'm continuing. If you repent on my rebuke, let me continue. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will pour out my thoughts to you. He said, repent on my rebuke. If it is the Lord, then he will pour the thought, because the thought that were in you before you've been rebuked was not of God. That's why you have done what you have done. So accept the rebuke, and then God will pour the new thought, so you can think and do things differently. Then I'm continuing the same verse, 23. I'm still in 23. I will make known to you my teachings. I will make known to you my teachings.
Yes.
That means each and every decision that you take from there, after God put his thought, you will be thinking like him. You will be thinking like him. You will no longer think as, like, you'll be thinking like him. So it means you'll be hearing him. You'll be doing what he says you must do, not what you think you must do. So we must be careful. Rebuke, it's two types of rebuke. That's why we can say some people, they don't want to be rebuked. I can be a pastor, but find one of the person in the congregant can have that spirit of discernment. And then with some mistake that I've done, I open the door of the spirit of the devil to come. Because when you're a pastor, the demons are after you at all time. They are looking for a gap so they can come. Then you suddenly someday you become angry with one of the member of the congregant. Then you utter some words. Then you don't understand. It's the first time you do that. It's because the spirit has come because of what you have done. Then you rebuke that person, and that person become hurt. Then he no longer come to church. Then you say, because you are a pastor, then you say, he don't want to be rebuked. Then he, when I rebuke him, but you don't see that you were wrong. So let me stop here and give others a chance.
Thank you so much, Champ. I really appreciate it. Thank you also for the good show, man. I was watching. I was watching. May the Father bless you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
All right, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Send us a voice note, 0826572729, or the WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Sis Pindi.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ray, and the guests in the studio, Pindi Lukulumayo. Yeah, what a topic, yeah. Rebuke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inkonzo enzima. But I thank God, yeah, ongiphile leyo nkonzo. Yeah, I can rebuke with love. as Mfundisi Shilo, to rebuke those who are wise, because laba ba those bazokukwatela, but all wise we am rebuke. But there he cut zucchina. Niz Lugankulunkulu teach the children while they are still young, while they are old, they won't depart with it. He cut zucchina manji, masinga kotisanin, masi rebuke his cut is vuma. No masinga for me. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu even uJesu uthi engibathandayo ngiyabayala ngiyabasola. Even uJesu nathi uyakhona ukusirebuke. Nathi asisizaneni ngoba sometimes omunye umuntu uma umyeka uya wenza more angayiyeki into, but once umrebuke uyakhona ukusitopa. Bakhona phela abanye abantu abapretendayo ngathi abanye khona into elona, but uzamyeka, but ubone ukuthi no, lena akusaseyinto yokuyekwa yokurebuka. Last bengikwenye i-funeral ngingarebuka omunye umfundisi, beke promote utshwala ku-pulpit. Ngacela umoya ongcwele ukuthi ma ngifuna ukuthi ngibe nesikhathi se-1-on-1 ngasithola. Ngase ngamtshela ngathi baba, masingadubukisi abantu umfundisi waye umemezela utshwala e-pulpit. Ya, uJehova wangisiza asilikhulumeni iqiniso isikhathi sivuma noma singavumi. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much, Sis Pindi. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Let's listen to Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and all the wonderful guest pastors that we have, as always.
Thank you.
Amazing topic. Now, this topic, Pastor Ray, it really is a topic that I am and my family are currently living, because we have a lady that lives behind our house. So it's a complex setup, and you know, in a complex, you share. So we share a washing line, and because I don't know, she has the spirit of jealousy, or she's not well in her head, maybe she's not stable, I don't know, but she always pours water in the washing line, and the water that she pours, it's brown, and it smells with her chemicals, her muti that she uses. At times, she even pours that water on our roof so that we don't sleep at night. So this topic reminds me of these witchcraft actions that she does. Because now, every time I rebuke using the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because it reminds me of the story in the Bible where Jesus Christ cleans the unclean spirit of the boy. In Luke chapter 4, verse 34 to 36.
Yeah.
So, yes, rebuking in his name is very powerful, because even demons and unclean spirits obey, because he is mighty, he's powerful, and God's kingdom reign forever and ever. Amen. It's Lerato here. I was just sharing my story that whatever you do, whatever evil that you come across, just rebuke it using the Lord's name, and you'll be fine and you'll be at peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Rato. Thank you so much. It is our prayer that may the Father protect you and your family from all scourges of darkness and witchcraft.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Let me bring this to you, Apostle. When we talk rebuke, also, it's amazing. People have spoken with regards to it and its value. Proverbs 15 verses 5 says, "A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent." If we don't take rebuke, we continue to be foolish. It means we become dumber and dumber. We deviate far away from the wisdom divine. That is why we should value rebuke. Apostle, just hold on a bit. Hold on a bit. Let's take a call. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, my brother. Brother Ray. Thank you. Bulvikin Apostle from Lamsane. No, Papa Green.
How's it get?
Yes, but in China, Manto Mazana, today, our phone is the ruler of it. But we must pray for them. We must engage them in scriptural and spiritual devotions. We have Apostle Pumla as a shield.
Yeah.
In Peter 3, verse 23, the eyes of the Lord was over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. Nothing will go to sing harm, the indicated brother Ray, but something in the little
Yeah.
In Romans 6, verse 23, we must not let sin control the way we live. We must not give in to sinful desires. Because today, Sibona is a big pillar, a son in the Poguta, the Tala Manguetil. Is a Liabulana, brother, his brother, sister, kill sister, and then I'm Malvadorin. Now, follow Jesus Christ, we now have become new persons. Our old life is gone. A new life has begun, brother. Singapore, Satani, Ukosis Abatanga Betu. We must rebuke and share Jesus Christ, who is now our Lord and Savior, Malabantu. Masikule Ruti Jesus above Vula Mesho, because Nati will be blind Singapore, brother. But Moktolu Jesus Christ, the meaning is Abulia Mesh. Because the devil is opening doors, brother. Ukuthi abantu bangene labangenile uSathane uvala lo mnyango kube nzima ukuphuma kwethu sibona intsha today bebhukudile bengene kulo mnyango bephila ngama drugs bakani sekunzima abanye bakuma rehab abanye baku mental institutions kunzima manje and lastly when repeating you must be good silalele patient and practice empathy. And when rebuking, you must not let anger become rage or bad temper. But nigele unkulunkulu enze imisebenzi. Ngoba sometimes ukuthi ukuthi ukhulume nomuntu wamkhonzisa ngama veja kids wamkhonzisa aloka sekanje uthi hayi suka ungene emotweni umkhoxe lapha. Wena so unile ngokwakho. Because anger ingene kuwe manje uthukuthele ukuthi lo mfana khulise yini manje izongitshela into efana nale. You understand? Njengathi ukhona umfana kamfowethu laphayana ezedaliwe lapha enyamisekuthi eyi mani le nto yakho le nto ukuphuza what and what. Uthi awa ngiyezwa baba omkhulu akithi nawe wadlula
njani.
Wadlula lapha omkhulu.
How?
Uyathola ukuthi bengizoexplode. Uyabona? Yeah, I think that kodwa ngahlangana no Jesus Christ once in this apparently. So, ngiyamkhulekela naye ukuthi ngahlangana no Jesus Christ amvula amehlo. Ngiyabonga my brother to God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Inkosi kubusise. May the Father be glorified.
Kubusise nawe my brother to God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen to that. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729 your voice note and also talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Apostle, I was looking at Proverbs 15, verses 5. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent. The very fact that if we don't rebuke, we are rendering the people foolish. And if people don't accept the rebuke, they are rendering themselves away far, parallel from the wisdom of the Most High. Apostle?
I well put, Brayaka. I call it Baba 97. So I believe it Baba 97, not Muso Bisho. How about Utovade? And the people who take it to So hello, when I literally can make it this way, they will listen. It's so profound and. Because remember, Joe, I said it earlier that we rebuke sin. And also, when we see that there's a moral lapse, we must correct that. You know, Joe, the best thing that we can do for people we truly love is to show them their wrongdoing.
Yes.
I'll be very hypocritical. Go bona gore o tsere tsela e tlo latlha mo lengwana modimo and turn on and ke shebe on the other side and not say anything. Ke tsaba gore wena ke tla o lose. But really, really, if I don't show you your wrongs, I will literally lose you to the wrong thing that you're doing. We have people who have engaged themselves in certain practices like body drugs, and even alcohol, even the sexual engagement and involvement. There's a lot of things people have involved themselves. So when we fail to correct them, to these very things that they're doing. And think it is the best thing we can do to show people that we truly, truly love them is to correct them.
Yeah.
When that lab sits morally, when they sin. And also the reason why we also rebuke people, you know, or correct them. You know, I think we use the word rebuke, it like sounds very tough. But like on a more lighter note, when we correct people, we are trying to say to you, Bona, we're protecting you from yourself. And also protecting other people. So the correction, reproof, and rebuke has a lot to do with protecting the people that we are rebuking. And also, we are not only protecting them from themselves. There are people who really need to be, they must be protected from themselves.
Yeah.
When they are not corrected, they become born self-destructive.
Yeah.
And it's not even enough for the self-destructive. They will also bring other people along. So if we watch and do nothing, we will continue to lose good people, we will lose community, we will lose the families. We have decided to stand by the wayside to require them along. So imagine, we can't even do that. No, my can't even. Say, what is wrong then? The least we can do for that person, because the Bible says, "Uma sing am change, atubeka with the uba umuto foolish." Because really, who reject that rebuke? It means also rejecting wisdom. A wise man, when they rebuke, they will ponder, they will think again and think through, and retrace their steps, and begin to do what is required, rightfully so. And allow me as well to just read one scripture quickly.
Yes.
I just touched on it a little, and I said, as much as we rebuke, the how part of it is very important. And I said, when we rebuke, is because it's the highest form of love we can also show to anybody. And Bible in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 17 and 18, do not hate a fellow Israelite. In this, for the purpose of this show, I'm going to say, do not hate a fellow believer in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly, so meaning be honest as possible. Don't sugarcoat the rebuke, don't sugarcoat the correction as it is, but do it also with love. Really rebuke your neighbor frankly, so and you will not share in their guilt. Number two, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone. And in a Congo, when you don't rebuke the men that are a better gradual, you or no survivors, and then it's a little bit, do not seek revenge or bear grudge against anyone amongst your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
Yes.
So we do it, we rebuke, we correct, we show people their wrongdoing to bring them to the right path. Those that have lapsed, we do it. You can be as frank as possible and also be loving in the process. It's only a foolish person when they're rebuked and they're told frankly, it can only be the love that causes us to do it. Frank, the side down greet as it is.
Yeah.
Then do it with love. And then further than that, there's nothing much that we can do. If we appeal on that path, really, there are things that didn't have any consequences, unfortunately. Chickens normally come home to roost. So whenever you can never be too high that you cannot be rebuked. You cannot be so powerful that you can reject rebuke. Some people are so powerful, then they feel they're above rebuke and reproach.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. The very aspect and issue of rebuke, what it is all about. And the number is 082-657-2729. You can talk to us there. And, of course, also, you can send a voice note on the WhatsApp. We will be happy to hear from you. Pastor Green.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray and all the listeners. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You know, Pastor Ray, I like King David. Hallelujah. You know, King David was a humbled man. King David, he had his mistakes, but he was a humbled man. I look at the difference between King David and Saul. Saul was the first king of Israel. David was the second king of Israel. When Saul had gone wrong and do what he was not supposed to do, the Bible says the prophet Samuel appeared to him and talked to him. And he said to the prophet, he did what God told him to do. While he did not do what God told him to do. But then the prophet asked him, what sound do I hear there at the back? So the prophet started to rebuke him. But the man tried to justify himself. Now, when you look at King David, take another man's wife. He caused the man to be killed. He was doing what is wrong in the eyes of the Lord. But when the prophet Nathan appeared to him, King David, when the prophet told him the truth.
Right, we seem to be losing Pastor Green there. I don't know what's happening. I'll try to reconnect with him and see as to whether we can get things going right, somehow. Right, let me try and get it right there, that file which he has sent. Pastor Green. All right. Yeah, I'm not getting it right at all.
King David, when the prophet told him the truth, King David fell down on his face and he pleaded for forgiveness. When he got rebuked, he pleaded for forgiveness. Although God did not allow him to build the temple, but God have removed the sin from him. With Saul, it was different. Why God rejected Saul? Saul didn't want a rebuke. When David received a rebuke, he accepted it. Now just hear here in Psalms 141, verse 5, what King David is saying. He said, let the righteous strike me. It shall be kindness. And let him rebuke me. It shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it. Hallelujah. In other words, King David is saying to us, let the righteous rebuke me. I will accept it. It will be as excellent oil on my head. And then he also tells his head, don't refuse this rebuke. Hallelujah. You know, King David knew the secret. King David knew that, man, if I'm going to refuse the rebuke, I will go nowhere. I will lose my status. I will lose my dignity. I will lose my respect. I will lose, although some other people think that when you get rebuked, you are losing respect. No, you don't lose respect. I'm talking about rebuke, Pastor Ray, for a reason, not just because people want to undermine you and belittle you, now they rebuke you. No, I'm talking here for the right reason. When you get rebuked, you get strengthened, you get built up, you grow spiritually, you learn more. There's more that is happening to you. Unlike the wicked, if the wicked don't want to rebuke, that's why you get more wicked than before. He gets deeper into wickedness. He's doing more wicked things because he refused the rebuke. This one is important. No matter where, even in the house of God, even in your factory where you are working, if you come always late and they don't rebuke you, Pastor Ray, you are going to come always late until you lose the job. And if they rebuke you and you receive it and you listen and you start to come early at work, you save yourself. You keep yourself in work, in your job. But if they rebuke you and you continue to come late, which means you are stubborn, you don't want to listen. Now, same in the house of God, same in our Christian life, we get rebuked. We get rebuked for our wrongdoings, for the way we appear to people, for the way we answer people, for the way we behave. We get rebuked, Pastor Ray, and then we grow. We don't do those things anymore because we have listened to the person who rebuke us. Hallelujah. Mm. We have listened to the person who have correct us, who have shown us the right direction. So it's very important, Pastor Ray, that we need to be rebuked. King David says, strike, let the righteous strike me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let the righteous strike me.
Mm.
It shall be kindness.
Yeah.
Let the righteous strike me, it shall be kindness. King David said, that will be kindness to me.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Let him rebuke me. It shall be as excellent oil on my head. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the things that people don't want. This is that people try to resist by all means. But I tell you, Pastor Ray, after rebuke, you are growing spiritually. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Pastor Green. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. All right, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
The concluding remarks, Apostle, in the final analysis, next week we are going to be touching base on the issue of the misuse of spiritual privileges. That is next week. In the final analysis, what do you say with regards to rebuke? I'm looking at Proverbs 17 verses 10. Rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool. Rebuke is more effective. It says it's more effective for a wise man than 100 blows for a fool. Rebuke cannot be done away with. Finally, what say you?
Absolutely, absolutely, Briata. We cannot avoid it. If we're serious and we mean business about going far, about growing, you know, about possessing, we just need to embrace rebuke.
Mm.
But also, Nejo, there are people who have an attitude for it. But clearly you're wrong. You need to be corrected. So rebuke is necessary, irregardless of who weighs it, who throws it. And more wrong to allow yourself to be humble enough, to be wise enough, not only humble enough, to also be wise enough to accept rebuke and correction, because you know it is for your better, it is for your good, and also for the good of people. Lava upila nabo is for the good of the people. Lava mhlambe u connected nabo at the end of the day, and they are protected. Uma wena utata I rebuke, uyekela indlela ezihamful and destructive.
Yeah, Apostle, I want to thank you. I want to appreciate. Thank you so much, and may the Father bless you abundantly. And if people want to connect with you and come to fellowship, what do they do?
I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram currently, and we are in Bosberg. For those who are looking for a home church or want to visit, we are in Bosberg. Please connect with me on social media platforms for more info. God bless you as you do so.
Thank you so much. We talk again the coming week, Apostle.
Amen. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. And of course, Pastor Green, I'm waiting for your final message there, which should be shorter. Which should be shorter. Now, he also says, people who refuse rebuke they never grow spiritually. That is Pastor Green there.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Thank you to William Musandua, the champ, William Musandua. Thank you so much. I really appreciate to the Apostle Phumlamfene. Thank you very much. I also really appreciate to Babongane. Thank you so much. May the Father bless you abundantly. And also Miss Pindi, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Sister Rato, Lerato. Thank you so much. Much blessings to you. And thank you also to Bab Vilagas. I really appreciate, sir. Thank you to Wayne van Logerberg. I really appreciate. Pastor Green, thank you so much. I really appreciate. I was waiting for your final word, but it looks like we are running out of time. But I would have wanted to play your final word. Just a bit of it. Just a bit of it. And this is how it goes.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. Yeah, because time is gone, I will try to be short. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise the Lord. You know, Pastor Ray, we rebuke in the church, we rebuke all over. But also we have children at home. We have family at home. Hallelujah. Mm. We need also, our children need to be rebuked when they are out of line. Because when you rebuke your child, it's a sign that you love your child. Even the Bible says God chastised that one that he loved. Hallelujah. Mm. So God loves us. That's why he chastises us. And us, we chastise our children because we love them. Hallelujah. Just hear what Proverbs chapter 13 verse 24 says. He who spares his rod hates his son. But he who loves him disciplines him promptly. Hallelujah. Mm. If you love your son, that thing that the Bible talk about the rod, it involves everything there. You rebuke your son. You rebuke him. You correct him. You show him where he go out of line. That's a sign, I love my son. Hallelujah. In the Bible, when you read the story about Eli, the Bible says Eli had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. These guys were doing wrong things next to the altar of God. They were doing things that they were not supposed to do. But the Bible says Eli rebuked them softly. He didn't rebuke them harshly, hallelujah. And on the end of the day, Eli was responsible for these two. The three of them died on the same day to show you how serious this thing is. God had to raise Samuel because of the situation. Now, even today, Pastor Ray, our sons in the house, our daughters in the house, although we are pastors, although we are men and women of God, our children need to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Our children need to walk right. Hallelujah. Mm. And if they are out of line, we need to help them. Hallelujah. Mm. We need to rebuke them. We need to encourage them. We need to strengthen them.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Unfortunately, time has really gone away from us. Time has run away. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much also for being patient with us as we do the show. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into his truth. And we continue to see his salvation through his Son, Yahusha HaMashiach. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. May you be blessed even far much more. Take it easy in this heat and keep yourself hydrated. And Tuda Raba.
Receive your dose of inspiration on Thursday Live from 6 to 7 p.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.